Of course, stand-up comedy content you see online, all of it is unwritten, you know? Unscripted banter with the audience. Stand-up say they don't want to burn material, so they release crowd work clips. Like someone asking Jimmy Carr what his last meal would be, and he said, "I'd eat you out." And he gets a billion views and a trillion likes. It's not his material, but that's what most people know about him. Are they going to watch his specials on Netflix off the back of this? Probably not. The kids, the young people don't sit down and watch anything. So there's a whole generation of people growing up and thinking this is stand-up comedy, fielding questions and saying, "I'd eat you out." And the people doing the great art in stand-up comedy, hardly anyone sees. It's Daniel Kitson playing art centres. It's Nathan Cassidy playing pubs. Well, in any other art form, it's the best that rises, the cream. In comedy, what rises is the detritus, the sediment. It's the only thing that's ever consumed. It's bottom feeders. "I'll eat you out," literally bottom feeders. No one says "I'll eat you out" anyway. Apart from kids who haven't experienced the thing that they are describing. And that's what online stand-up comedy content is, man. Watching it, you will never experience the thing that it purports to be. It isn't stand-up comedy. It's unwritten. And its very success makes stand-ups write less and less. Until their written stuff itself becomes the sediment, the detritus, the shit at the bottom. So here I am at the bottom, trying to fight. But I can't breathe. Why? Because I'm eating you out.